Hello, welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. It's Friday, Emmett Fox Friday. I am Jason Napolitano, and on the line we have Mr. Chris Sheridan. What's happening?
It's all happening today. All at once. In the ever-present now.
Infinite ever-present now, indeed.
I was reading Ram Dass a little bit earlier, so I guess that
float into the conversation. I love it. That is a fantastic book, by the way, for any of you who have not read it out there, who have not read it, who are listening.
It's words that form a picture, and just look at the pictures they have made out of words. It's just, you could open it anywhere and just go, wow.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing about it. Exactly. It's like a, what do you want to call it? It's almost like a visual meditation in a sense. All right, so there's our Ram Dass plug. Be here now. We are actually, though, talking today about Emmett Fox, of course, on Emmett Fox Friday, and we're drawing from Find and Use Your Inner Power, as we do each week. And, of course, we recommend that highly if you want to get that book. It's available in many different editions. The original of it was called Sparks of Truth. Sparks of Truth. So, although I think that's a little more expensive to try to get one of those versions. So I would go for Find and Use Your Inner Power. Our subject this week is called Don't Talk About It. Don't Talk About It. So I'll start reading, Chris will follow up, and then we'll do our normal discussion, and we'll go from there. So there's a lot of great ideas in this one this week, and we believe you are definitely going to enjoy this one. All right, so let me start here. Don't talk about it. Never tell people about the fine thing that you're going to do, but wait until you have done it and then show them the completed article. Never point to an empty lot and say, I'm going to build a tower there. But wait until the edifice is complete, and then if you like, say, look at the tower I built. But when the tower is there, it will not really be necessary to say anything at all because it will speak for itself.
Talking about your plans before they have actually materialized is the surest way to destroy them. It is a universal law of nature that the unborn child is protected from all contact with the world. In fact, this is the real function of motherhood. Now, the inspiration that comes to you is your child. You are its mother. And nature intends that you should protect and nourish that idea in secrecy and shelter up to the moment when it is ready to emerge upon the material plane. To chatter or boast about it is to expose it to the world and kill it.
This applies to any new enterprise that you may be contemplating, as well as to a new idea. An important business deal, for instance, a large sale, the buying of a house, the forming of a partnership, should be protected in the same way. Don't discuss these things at the luncheon table or anywhere else.
Keep your business to yourself. Of course, it is quite permissible to consult experts and to reveal your plan where it is absolutely necessary to do so. But this nourishing the idea, this is not exposing it. It is chatter and gossip and boasting that are to be avoided. And quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
And quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And we looked that up beforehand, and that is from Isaiah, from the Bible. This is a great one, and this is a very poignant message for today, I would argue. By today, I mean our modern world, particularly our modern world of the past, maybe 20 or 30 years, maybe even more so, it's the last 10 or 15, I guess, with social media and stuff. I think that one of the challenges these days is that we tend to spill out all of our thoughts, ideas, negative emotions, and so on online and, with all these different social media platforms and so on. And even our positive things, our different ideas that we're thinking about doing and so on, much to our own detriment, I think. And there's something very powerful about keeping close to the vest, like your plans and your purposes, keeping them secret in a sense. I mean, some things, obviously, like he says, you're going to have to, consult experts, and you're going to have to talk about it. You have to reveal your plan to the people that, are involved with it and so on, depending on how complicated it is and so forth. But, I think the real core of this is this idea about this kind of nourishing this idea within yourself, the idea, and I mean, it could be anything. Like you said, it's It could be a big project. It could be a business. It could be the buying or selling of something. You know, but I would even extend it out to a healing that you're trying to accomplish for yourself or another, you know, a creative project that you're working on, a book, an album, you know, anything, right? The idea is that you don't want to expose it before it's ready, right?
Right. And well, in magic, right, the first rule is containment. Yeah. You don't want to, you know, show it's, you know, like you're saying, keeping it close to your vest. I think that comes from card playing. You don't want to show your cards if you're in a poker game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The secrecy is part of the, it's part of the game.
Yeah.
It's part of the not knowing. But I think the essence of what he's getting at is that there is a danger in talking about, in exposing it. He made the distinction there at the end. This is nourishing the idea, not exposing it.
Yeah,
so it's the exposing is a thing, the negative thing that he's saying don't do.
Mm-hmm,
And by exposing it, think of like, you know, you're baking something in the oven. And if you just pull it out every 5 minutes, you know, it's never really going to cook. Or even if you're trying to make ice, you can't just keep pulling it out of the freezer on a hot day. It's never really going to freeze.
Yeah, exactly.
You plant something, you can't just pull up the roots to, you know, make it grow faster or see, hey, what's going on in there?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
A lot of things are like that, that are, you know, familiar with every day. But what it does is it stunts the, it interrupts the process. It prevents the thing from maturing in the way it's supposed to be maturing, and coming into fruition to where I say, okay, here's a tomato from my tomato plant,
mm-hmm.
not the one I kept digging up every night to see if the roots were growing. But if you are prone at all to maybe second guessing yourself, or if your idea isn't completely formulated, if it's not ready to be born. Now, sometimes you have to talk about an idea when it's before you've done it, before you've built the tower. You still, you know, you have to consult, you know, architects and,
yeah, exactly,
and things like that, exactly. and raise money for it. But you formulated it in the idea. It's not a mushy idea. It's a very concrete idea.
You've worked it out. You've let it solidify inside. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to, you know, talk about stuff, but don't do it while you're still working on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still malleable. And I think that's what he's warning against, is because then you're interrupting it, or you're talking about it, or you're exposing it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, film, and the old school film was developed in a dark room. You know, you mm-hmm. couldn't do it out in the light. So anyway, just some thoughts
on
that.
Those are great thoughts.
I think he's looking at, because, you know, some people are super confident. I'm going to do this and I'm going to heal from this thing. And then they tell everybody and people are like, shut up. You know, after a while, or it doesn't happen, and they go, "Oh, geez, you know, didn't really happen, dude. Sorry."
Yeah.
But then they keep coming back and keep coming back, and I know it's going to be, you know, if you're that kind of a personality type, you know, go with it, I guess. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, a lot of us have a tendency to, especially if you look at things from a lot of different angles, to maybe, you know, second guess our ideas, or if we talk about them, someone can throw in, well, you know, I don't know if that's going to work, or, oh, why don't you try this instead?
Yeah,
then
it brings
you get
up those
mixed
doubts.
Up with things.
Yeah.
That's that exposing it. That's the danger in it. That's what I...
No, that's a great point. You know, the other side of it too is, you know, and I think this is what he's talking about, an important business deal, a large sale, the buying of a house, the forming of a partnership, these kinds of things. I mean, you want to have discretion when it's... gum up the process, or they may, you know, they may try to, for example, they hear about a you know, something you're trying to buy, and then they, you know, coerce the person into, you know, charging you a higher price. I mean, whatever. I mean, you can have these different things that'll occur that might not have occurred if you just kind of kept it to yourself. Right. So, you know, you can kind of be your own worst enemy at times when you're blowing your mouth off. And I think really that's what he's talking about. Because at the end he says chatter, gossip, and boasting are to be avoided. It's not so much talking about it like with competent people that are supposed to be involved with the project and so on, but more about just like blowing your energy, either blowing your energy off on talking about it and not doing the thing, or you know, kind of exposing the idea to the world before it's ready. And then perhaps that's going to kind of mess things up. The other thing is you might be, you know, talking about things that, for example, are, you know, a unique idea that somebody hears about from you saying, and then, you know, the very real thing of kind of taking your idea and running with it, it does happen. I mean, you know, we both lived in Hollywood for a long time and you were in the music business and people, you know, people steal ideas. You know what I mean? So if you, I mean, it's some, so it's something to think about. I mean, obviously at a certain point you have to let your ideas out there. But I mean, I think what he's talking about is not to like willy nilly kind of like give all your ideas away and, you know, chatter at the, you know, while you're hanging out at McDonald's or something, because somebody might overhear you. They could take your idea, you know, they could take that opportunity from you. Like, oh, you know, you're telling your friend about this amazing deal on, you know, on this house that you're going to buy, and it's priced, you know, it's priced $100,000 under its market value or something. You tell them more and more, oh, where's it at? And you start giving out the address, this, that, and the other thing. And then your friend goes and buys it first. I mean, you know, I mean, you don't know, right? You don't know about these things. And of course, you know, most of our friends wouldn't do that to us, but it's like, you know, you just, you never know about these things. And so that's where he's talking about this idea of discretion and not talking about these things. And, you know, you also mentioned that idea of the first rule of magic is containment, you know, and Eliphas Levi writes about that. He talks about to know, to dare, to will, and to keep silent. That's kind of the formula for magic. To keep silent is that final portion of it, so that you allow it to be seeded into the, you know, the spiritual world and to grow and manifest into the material without interruption, without you digging up that seed, as it were, you know. So that's kind of the analogy of it. You made that analogy earlier. So these are all great ideas and definitely something I think we can learn from today. Don't talk about it. Let's see what else is in here that we might think about. Anything else on your mind about this that sticks out?
Well, one of the greatest dangers, besides, you know, even more so than getting ripped off or getting secondary opinions that make you doubt yourself, mm-hmm. is just getting stuck in the talk phase.
Yeah.
It's very, you can spend a long time there. And then you're researching this and getting expert advice and you're trying that. And, you know, you can do a lot of planning and outlining and, you know, talking about, and it's just, it dissipates, the energy. You really want to focus it, you know, towards, especially if it is something that you want to materialize, even if it's a better attitude or a healing thing in a way, you want that to materially show up in your body, because the talking phase is more air. It's like, you know, what sandcastles they call them in the sky or mm-hmm, something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just easy to get stuck there. Plus we live kind of in a more virtual world now anyway.
Yeah.
That almost supports that kind of a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So I like what you said about discretion. I think that's, you know, really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to have to talk to some people about it, but actually, you know, I would really take his advice and just talk to, you know, as few people, even people close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's another thing. And maybe this will be the, you know, final word. It's not that you can't trust the people close to you. It's that the people closest to you know you, probably better than anybody else.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes it's kind of a tough audience. For some of our ideas, and it might be, you know, can affect us more. They say, I think it was in the Bible several times, you can't be a physician in your own home or your own hometown. It's that people know you when you were a knucklehead growing up, and, you know, you go off to medical school or something, come back, oh, I'm a doctor. It's like, oh, yeah, look at Billy. Yeah, he wet his pants in third grade, you know, or something. You know, it's like you never escape that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you go to some place where they've never seen you before, you know very little, it's like, oh my gosh, he went to med school and now he's in our town. Oh, great, our doctor's here. There's a real, it's in the Bible. I think it's in every single gospel, including Thomas. It's one of the most popular phrases.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
so just
it's
be careful with the people closest.
Well.
Yeah, yeah. With the people closest to you. It's not that they're bad or anything else like that. It's just that, you know, keep it inside. It's really, a lot of this stuff is an inside job. It has to cook more.
That's a great point. That's a very good point. And, you know, I think that's I like that idea that you brought up about that, you know, about people closest to us. Because, you know, the thing is, it's like our families, our close friends, our relatives and so on, you know, they've kind of seen us oftentimes at our worst, or they've seen us, you know, fail at certain things and so on. So, you know, they've sort of got an impression of us that might... it might color the way that they think about this thing that you're trying or whatever. So it's not that they're trying to be negative. It's just, you know, they've maybe seen the way things have unfolded in the past, but you know, the past does not always necessitate, you know, it doesn't always have to be the future, and it doesn't have to be the present.
They could be unreasonably supportive too.
That's the other end of it.
You know, sure. Oh, it's someone close to me. Oh, they love everything I do. Every drawing gets put on the refrigerator, and then it kind of takes the value out of all.
Yeah,
that's a very good point.
So one way or the other, that's you're prone to the extremes of family and friends, aren't you? Either disbelief or overconfidence. So you're not going to get a very clear picture, and either of those could be kind of you know, they could dissuade you from your purpose. So I think that's the point of keeping it to yourself until the thing has, you know, got some traction and you've really built it clearly in your own heart and mind, you know, and then you can begin to maybe discuss it very kind of candidly, I guess, or kind of
with discretion.
With discretion. That's the word. For discretion. Exactly. Thank you.
Judiciously.
Judiciously.
If you want to, there's
the word I'm looking for. Judiciously. Thank you.
And then at some point you have to tell everybody. I mean, you really got to get it out there.
Exactly.
You know?
At some point. At some point is the key word there. So
I think you nailed it when you said that when you have that inside, when you have that inner confidence and it's complete in its form within, then it's unshakable by it.
Sure.
People close to you or far away, or yes men, or you know, naysayers.
Yeah,
they're not going to matter anyway because you're solid on it.
And that's how you know exactly. But he's even warning. He's saying, look, I mean, you can do that, talk about the plans, but he's like, why don't you just let him look? You know, instead of saying, look at the tower I've built, you know, since it's already there, he's just like, you don't need to say anything at all because it speaks for itself, you know. And so in some ways, it's like, that's something to think about as well. So it's, I think it's a balance though, because in today's world, oftentimes we do need to market and speak about the stuff that we've, you know, that we've put together and so on to share it with others, because the, you know, the marketplace is so crowded. So you do have to be kind of vocal, but at the same time, it's like, let the thing speak for itself also through the good work that you've done, I think, is this point. So
we haven't spent a lot of time talking about, oh, wouldn't that be nice to have an Emmett Fox podcast. We could, you know, and then talking about it all the time.
It's like,
well, there's, now we can talk about it because we have one or something.
But the nice thing about this show is it kind of grew organically, you know, with our interests and stuff, and we went a little bit deeper into it and so on. Sometimes those are the best things, you know. They just kind of grow organically, and you feed them. And you do the thing, you know, week after week, and pretty soon you're like, oh wow, here's we've got something pretty good here. At least we hope we do, right? So there you go. So that's,
I listen to it.
I listen to it once a week, and that's all I can say. So anyway, any final parting wisdom for today?
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Don't talk about it, man. That's it right there. Good call.
Well, I got lots of things to say.
I got a lot of things to say.
I'm not
going to
talk about it.
Don't talk about it. So on that note, don't talk about it. Thank you for joining us. Join us each Friday for our new Emmett Fox shows, and on Sunday for our longer Cosmic Eye, you know, esoteric shows that we do. So we study esoteric, spiritual, psychological issues and so on. A lot of Manly Hall stuff. We're big fans of Manly Hall, as you know, if you've listened to the show. So if you are a Manly Hall fan, go back and check out some of our earlier episodes. And we've done a lot of exploration of his work, so you can go back in the files and check those earlier podcasts that we did. There's a lot of great stuff. So thank you for joining us. I am Jason Napolitano, and Chris Sheridan is here as well. We're here each week. Chris's book is The Spirit in the Sky. That's available on Amazon. Mine is If You Can Worry, You Can Meditate. Check us out at cosmiceye.org. And if you'd like to contribute to our cause, anchor.fm/cosmiceye is where you do so. Have a great couple of days. We'll be back on Sunday. Goodbye and God bless.